الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Firstly, Ahlul Vision of the Sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And most important, we should develop the love of the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we'll understand what Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that even perchance there was no reward for the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although the reward is beyond our imagination. Just to bring alive one Sunnah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 100 shaheed sawab, that is to bring alive. Then the Sunnah itself, we can't imagine what a great reward. But even if there wasn't reward, but a person realizes, this is the action of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What your beloved loves, you just want to do it. And al-muhibbu limay yuhibbu muti'un. If we say we love somebody, then you follow that person. Nobody has to tell you. Today, sadly, who we following? All the false people of the world, and we following them. So, and our Hazrat explained simple, that in science will tell you there's a vacuum, empty space. But by Allah's system, there's no empty space. Now with the load shedding, the fans will go off. And so that the fans will stop working. Like that, if it's light outside and the darkness, the dusting car, the clouds cover, now there will be darkness. So like that, if the sunnahs go out of our lives, then it won't remain empty. Then the evil will come in our life. All love for sports and all those things will come in our life. And then to reverse it, simple. Night, if there's load shedding, everybody is going to scream, lights, and like Hazrat says, talk about one simple person come with one candle, put it on a mimbar, so much light will come. 10 people came, so like that, one sunnah you lighted in your life, you'll see there'll be so much light, and it will draw. And each home, if every person starts practicing on one sunnah, that same sunnah, how lot love, light will come. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize this reality. So, so the third sunnah, when awakening from sleep, cleanse the mouth with a miswak. The use of the miswak should be repeated there when making wuzu. Using the miswak upon awakening is a separate sunnah. There's two sunnahs here. When you wake up, we learn the first one to rub our eyes and our face with the softness of our palms. Read the ayat, inna fi khalqi samawat. Then read the dua, alhamdulillah, illadhi ahyana ba'da ma'amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Now when you go, first wash your hands and then make miswak. If you don't, if your urge is very strong to go toilet, now you're going to make miswak, you'll mess your trousers. So deen is simple. So if you don't have that urge so heavy, then make miswak first. Then go and relieve yourself. And now when you make wuzu again, make miswak separate. So it's two separate sunnahs. So that both times we'll get the reward of bringing alive a shaheed. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our deen. And this one is we'll able to read it from the kitab. But the reality will come when we stay with the man of sunnah. Then this reality. And Allah has brought us here out of His kindness in the company of our shaykh, who mashallah we have seen is an embodiment of sunnah also. And this comes as we stay in the company of the man of Allah. Then the love of sunnah, to practice on sunnah, a person will be conscious. Then with regard to our zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which is extremely important, and Allah commands us in the Quran Kareem to Nabi Akram Sallam, Waskurisma Rabbik, and the adab, Watabattal ilay tabtila. Turn your attention away from everything else, and only towards Allah. Why? Who is Allah? Rabbul Mashriki wal Maghrib. You think I need to do this. In your zikr, you're thinking of that. Allah is the owner of the east and the west. In other words, Allah has got control of everything. What you need, you think of Allah, Allah will do your work for you. So Allah Ta'ala give us reality. And then as we learned, our pious elders, Allah reward them tremendously. How they made these poems and with what feeling, and we can see this is what darja of love they got. So zikr is actually to create that love of Allah Ta'ala, that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and learn these poems as we can, or even learn some words and understand that when a person is saying these poems, and also the adab is, while the poems are being said, then we keep quiet and listen attentively. And make dua, even if we don't know the meaning, that Ya Allah, let that reality come into me. Then see the enjoyment of zikr. Yesterday we learned this line, or mene tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. that in my body that's made with sand and water, Allah put your, the pain of your love in my heart. And when that love, one drop, one brilliant of a drop come, now your body will have value. Now you won't look for value in your clothes, in the outside things. Now you'll know value is how much is in my ruh. That is my value. And then, when that realization come, now you'll go further and ask Allah even something more. غَيْرْ سَبِلْكُلْ هِي أُتْ جَائِ نَظَرْ. That, oh Allah, now just lift my gaze away from everybody else besides you. I thought, now I must go to this doctor, he'll do my work. I must get a connection with that person. And he is a rich person, he'll do my work. No, take away my attention from everybody else. You have got control of everybody's heart, oh Allah. Everything is in your control. Nobody, Allahu Akbar. That's not going into the detail of all that. So like our Dada Sheikh, just one simple example, he says that if you went to somebody to ask and you knew he's a generous, good person, but he didn't give you, then now you don't have to get angry with him. What kind of person? Allah's tajalli of Al-Mani, to prevent him, Allah's tajalli was on him. So he couldn't give you. So if you take your attention, Ya Allah, غَيْسَ بِلْكُلْ هِي اُتْجَاءِ نَظَرْ. That my gazes, and what it means, the gaze of the heart. That I don't now look to anybody else. Whatever I need, first I'll turn to Allah. Then Allah will put in my heart, must I go to this one, that one. And all that, Allah will make arrangements. So Allah, you take my gazes away from everybody else besides you. And who should be in my heart? Tu hi tu, I and nazar, deko jidar. That only you come in my sight, wherever I look. Whatever it's like, with the beautiful poem of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, Maine tumhe dekha hai. Says, whatever I see, and I only saw you, O Allah. So that is the path we have to tread. It's a long journey, but as we are treading slowly, slowly, then you see how enjoyable this journey comes. Then we all want to merge the majalis of the Ahlullah, and we want to be in a company all the time. Allah, give me all of us tawfiq, understanding. Further, we carry on with our lessons on the Wadi Salah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين استفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العلي العظيم. We were discussing that Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى explained that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم one time came out of his house and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم looked up to the skies and said that I see the time when knowledge is going to be lifted from the world. And that will be one of the signs of Qiyamah, that knowledge will be lifted from the world. Lot of institutions, lot of kitabs, everything, but no reality of knowledge. So then Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says that one of my students, after he heard this, he went to another Sahabi, Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala. And he asked him there, and he told him that this is what Hazrat Abu Darda narrated this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to me. He said, exactly, it's true what he said. And should I tell you what will be the first thing that will be lifted from the Ummah before Qiyamah? Then he said, it will be khushu and khudu. This concentration and devotion and humility in namaz. You'll find the masjid is full, but hardly anybody is concentrating. None of us are concentrating. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And in fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time will come when we will come to perform salah as we doing Allah Ta'ala a favor. Okay, I'm free now, let me go for salah. Now I'm too busy, I'll see afterwards. So Allah Ta'ala save me. So then, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how is this possible? We teaching our children, they will teach their children, and the silsila will carry on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Ziyad, I thought you are a very intelligent person. But didn't you see the Jews, Christians, they taught their children the Torah, Injil, but what happened to them? No sign of deen in their lives. And what was it? Allah said, kama sil himari yahmilu asfara. Just like books putting on a donkey. What is going to help a donkey? And that is why we have to make takrar and then revise the lesson. One is our Dada Sheikh said, if you don't have a diary, then you'll get diarrhea. That is, what you learn will be just going down the drain. So to have a diary, especially for students, the pen of a scholar is like the sword of a martyr. So that is how important the diary is. We take notes, but they're not just notes to pile up our books. Notes to go and revise it and then tell others inquire, inform others and make dua, and that's how it will come in our hearts. If I'm telling this person, I still didn't practice upon it. So this reality. So Allah Ta'ala then, so our Hazrat explained that what is this, that this khushu, that a time is going to come in the ummah, and here we are living in this time. Allah save me, all of us, that I have to, as Hazrat says, check myself. We don't have to be checking anybody else. We're not inspectors of anybody, and we're not going to go in anybody else's qabr. We're going to go in our own qabr. So I must look at myself. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, and our Hazrat explained, that when you do this cause, you think, now I'm going to go to the arsh of Allah. I want to have that special ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. He says, a Sufi, his eyes mustn't be only on the arsh of Allah. You must keep your eyes down also. See whether your trouser went below your ankles or what. You were busy walking, it got loose or whatever, or even unmindfully. You're wearing a long jubba, it's touching your ankles, and you're the imam also, and you don't realize it. Or your trouser below your ankles, you're getting lanat of Allah. So I have to check myself that the zamana is going to come. Sayati ala nasi zamanun. La yabqa min al islami illa smuhu. Wa la yabqa min al qur'ani illa rasmuhu. That one is ilme nabuwat. The knowledge of nabuwat, that is the knowledge of sharia, that will get in kitabs, and we can give big bayans. Ulama, we give big bayans about this, about salah, about sabr, about all that. But when the reality comes, Hazrat gave a beautiful example. He says, what is the reality of this? That it's just an outward, superficial. He says, one person was working for a boss, a very rich person, and then the post came, and he was allowed to go and collect the post and open the letters. So when he opened one letter, then in that letter is what's written, that the son passed away. That means the son of the boss. But he just said, so he started feeling sad, and tears were coming down from his eyes, the worker. So the boss asked him, what's wrong? Why are you feeling so sad? He said, our son passed away. So the boss started consoling him, never mind, make sabr. It's Allah Ta'ala's system, nizam. And then after a while, he said, not my son, your son. Now the whole picture changed. Now the boss started crying. So all that bayan on sabr he was giving, the reality was not there. So that reality has to be in my heart. And innama sabru inda sadmatil ula. Sabr is when it just happened. When it just happened, what words come out of our mouth? We say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma jirna fi musibatina wa akhluf lana khayra. All that has been taught to us, but it's just in the kitab. And when will it come? When you come in the company of the men of Allah. Otherwise today we see our entire deen, Hazrat explained, reality of Qurbani, and worse with all this pandemic of shaitan, of this COVID. Now Qurbani in a box, that you just phone the farmer and just tell him, make my Qurbani, and he'll send a box of meat to you. And other people, people in Malawi, people here don't get meat whole year. Qurbani is not a sadqa. If they don't get meat, now Qurbani time you want to give, send meat to them. So I'll send my check to Malawi. Ask the Mufti Sahib, he'll say, yeah, if you send it to a reliable source, your Qurbani will be made. But the spirit of Qurbani, what we will know of Qurbani is you have to be involved. Your house also have to be involved. Don't be scared that the blood will be on my melamine kitchen and your wife will make her mine also. That Qurbani is a life, to give your life for Allah Ta'ala. So much that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught that the woman folk, if they got courage, they must slaughter themselves. And if they don't have courage, they must stand there. And obviously the laws, and that's why Qurbani should be made at home. So there's no laws of parda, it will be easy. If there's some workers, then she comes with a parda, tell the workers to move one side, you hold that animal while she's slaughtering. And then see, and then the first thing that you eat, the Qurbani meat, then see the reality. Children will learn, and they will learn how to handle. But on the other hand, we just send our checks away, and Qurbani is made. What is the reality of that? Similarly, like our zakat, as I just explained yesterday also, بِئِسَ الْأَمِيرُ نِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ عَلَى بَابِ الْفَقِيرُ وَبِئِسَ الْفَقِيرُ عَلَى بَابِ الْأَمِيرُ. The best, you become a rich man. Sharia didn't say you can't become rich. Become as rich as you want, but in the halal way. But then, that's the beauty of wealth properly. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That what we gave you, now spend it. That means you go to the poor people. Don't just give it to any organization, and even if it's reliable, everything. Mufti Sahib will say, yes, your zakat is done, but you won't get the reality of it. Like Allah Akbar, one of our alims in one of the country areas, his wife said that Now we need a, and they had a reasonable, and they quite rich also, so reasonable kitchen, everything well done. But now, many years, now you know, woman folk, now we must change a kitchen scheme. We must get a new kitchen. So tomorrow we must go look around. He says, first he said, you don't know. He said, no, we need another kitchen. Say, okay, we'll go to look around. So when they went to look around, he took her to the maid's house. So he said, where you came? So he said, you knocked at the door. He said, Sophie, we came to have tea here. So she opened the door, and then the wife was with him. So when they went in, they saw poor Sophie's kitchen scheme is some boxes, some apple boxes, and she got one small primer stove, and she made tea for them. And in a humble way, Moana to teach his wife, they said they had the tea. Now when they came out, he said, now which shop? You say, no, we don't want to go any shop now. What we got is like we living in a palace. What these people got. So when we go to the poor people, we have to go and slaughter the kurbani ourselves, then clean it also ourselves, learn how to clean it also. Then we'll be learning how to eat it. Otherwise, many people, even worse, they don't want to touch the kurbani meat, and they say, we can't eat kurbani meat. There's a smell. Something wrong with our spiritual disease. We got a spiritual disease. We are smelling the right things wrong, and the wrong things we're smelling right. We'll spend each day you want to buy chicken licken. What a foolish thing. That smell which is terrible. Allah Akbar. Allah save us. Many years ago, that when the first Kentucky KFC opened in Makkah Sharif, in one of them, we were staying in that area, just to come out and pass that shop, it used to stink. But how people were flocking and buying from there. So it is according to our mizaj. Allah Ta'ala make us understand. So like that, everything in deen. And when that happens, just the outward picture of deen is left, then there will be no strength of the believers. We'll have no strength. And Allah gives another beautiful example to understand that. That is, you find the children when they, and that is also the sad part. What our children should be learning at home, as Allah says, there's no Montessori and this and that. But we still send them. And what they're going to give them? Coloring books. And now first they'll tell you, oh, different animals. This is a monkey and this a lion is the king of the jungle and it's dangerous. So a child got that in his mind, lion. Now they gave him a coloring book and he saw the picture of the lion. First he opened the page, he got scared. Oh, lion. Then children are bold, so he took his pencil, he stabbed the lion. Say, oh, this lion, he can't do me nothing. What this lion can do? Now he took the pencil, scratch out the eyes of the lion. So he say, what this lion can do? So that lion, we have become picture lions today. But why we become a real lion, and not even a lion in the zoo. Even the lion in the zoo, some old today, Hazrat says, Pachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. We 55, 60. We also say, we want to be taking the children, grandchildren to the zoo to see animals. As Hazrat says, they think, are we so big alims, or who's these people came to see us? Are they insan or we insan? So anyway, this old man, they took their grandchildren to the zoo, and while they were padding along, slowly walking, like they're very old, they can't, there was an announcement, be careful, one lion came out of the cage. Now you see the grandfather was faster than the grandchildren out of the cage. How fast? Just the announcement, one lion came. And when you see the lion in the jungle, Allahu Akbar. And what title Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to Hazrat Ali now, Asadullah, the lion of Allah. So we are the children of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sahaba, when reality of deen came in their heart, and where they came from. And that is what we understand the reality. Ta'allamna al-Qur'an, ta'allamna al-Iman, summa ta'allamna. We learned Iman first. Iman in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we say we have to speak about Iman. That is, we can speak a lot of Iman, and we see what happened. We spoke, only Allah does. One pandemic, COVID. Now we do close the markas also, close the masjids also. So that is to speak about Iman, and that zamana will come. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, deen will be lifted up. That we'll talk about Iman. We'll give big bayans, Allahu Akbar. So much so, a whole delegation of ulama went to Afghanistan, and one, even a great muhaddis was teaching hadith for 30 years, and he went with his delegation, and they said, they spoke to Mullah Muhammad Umar, that now the world, you got control here, but the world is after you just because you got Osama bin Laden. So hand him over, and then there won't be pressure on the Muslims. So he listened to them, and then he said, where in the Quran Kareem did Allah give guarantee if we hand him over to them, then they will stop fighting against us. They will stop attacking us. And where did Allah Ta'ala give us permission that our brother, we must hand him over to the kuffar? Is that permissible to hand our brother over to the kuffar? So then, Mu'ana Allah Akbar, Mu'ana Ghulamullah Sahabs mentioned, I am teaching Kitabul Iman for 30 years. Today I saw what is Iman. I didn't, and this is, for me, is easy to talk. It's more easy to listen. But when we come in the man of Iman, then we'll see. Like this, when this period came of COVID, how our Hazrat was firm and how he kept the Ummah to make us realize that we should go to the masjid. That is where our salvation is. So the reality of deen will be lifted. Like that Hajj also today. Everything commercialized. And where shaitan has worked, now we on online visa and just getting tourist visa. So you can go Umrah every week, every month. But we go there right at the Rose Park of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so near but yet so far. And these mashayikh, they are so far but they are close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And like that, even we ulama, we are farig everything. We give a big bayan on Iman. But after that, we checking the scores. Or we going to the eat out somewhere. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, Allah save me, all of us. One time, there was a jalsa in one madrasa. And Hazrat Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, what a great elder who had, what fikr for deen of the Tabligh Jamaat, and what effort he made. Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine. So he went to one jalsa and he saw the students graduating, everything, and he was very happy. Then they stopped at the filling station after the program, everything was over, and they stopped to fill petrol. And then he saw another car with some young boys, and now some of them had Bermudas on, some have a cap on. Then he looked properly, and he called them, he said, weren't you just now on the stage? Did you graduate? They say, gee, say, but you graduated just now. And now what you... Now how you look? So Allah Ta'ala save me that we don't become chameleon Muslims. That is just my environment. So this reality has to come into me, all of us. And like that, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says we give some examples and people think, no, we in favor of that. Like, you like your coke, and sadly, today even learned people, we can't do without our coke. It must be on a dasturkhan. And you like it chilled. And why it's chilled? Because there's so lot of sugar in there. If you drink it hot, you'll spit it out. You won't want to drink that fuzzy drink anymore. But they say heavy chilled. And all the other terrible things that they're doing with that, and just the thing itself is so doubtful. But Hazrat says, if you like your coke and it's chilled and your friend invited you, and he puts the coke, he say you put the right thing. And now he played a prank on you. You just pour in the glass. And you took one sip, you spit it, say, what you did? Say, this is not coke, it's black vinegar. So like that, people like me, we say, why they don't respect the ulama? Why don't they respect the hufaz? Because we became hafiz, but we're not hufaz-e-rabbani. We're not ulama-e-rabbani. For that we have to do this course. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the reality of deen will be lifted. And Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So further... Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, kisi ne pucha, now what is the reality of khushu and khudu, humbleness? So one is the nur ilme nabuwat, but one is the nur of nabuwat. When the nur of nabuwat come in your heart, and that Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, and even our Dada Shaykh says, you'll see a person, he might not even be an alim, but he sits in a sohbat of the Ahlullah. He'll practice more on deen than a person is an alim and he don't realize the importance of sohbat. And he won't be adjusting. So this is the reality. It will come from heart. Sina basina. And that is why all this online madrasas, whether you can become an alim online, etc. Our Hazrat gives a simple example. Muftis will maybe even give the fatwa that online you can get married, all the witnesses. But if your wife is still online and you're chatting with her online for the whole year, will you get the child online? Impossible. You have to have garam sohbat and hot sohbat for even 2-3 minutes. So this is that sohbat, this true connection. And as Hazrat is explaining, and we'll see that how it to eat. Myself, I must see what Hazrat is talking directly pricks my heart. And then we'll think, oh, it's too hard. It's not too hard. We just think and make tawbah, make istighfar, and start with one thing. Allah makes it easy for us. اللہ تعالیٰ گیو آس توفیق. تو حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ سے کسی نے پوچھا کہ خشوع کیا چیز ہے, واٹ از دس خشوع, کانسنٹریشن اینڈ ڈیووشن اینڈ ہیوملٹی ان نماز. فرمایا کہ خشوع دل میں ہوتا ہے, دیٹ خشوع از اے کنڈیشن آف دا ہارٹ. It's not outward that we think khushu, now you must stand like a very humble person, keeping your head down, but inside we're not even thinking of Allah Ta'ala. We start our namaz like that very humbly, and next minute, where we gone? Somewhere else. Because without the cause of the zikr, as we will learn, then Allahu Akbar. Like further it is mentioned, Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala kehte hai ke dil ka khushu, Allah Ta'ala ka khauf aur nigaah ko niche rakhna. What is the reality of this humbleness and concentration and devotion? As we explained, that first of all, when you come into a masjid, مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيَّدْ خُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. Those when they entering the masjid, they know we entering the court of Allah. Now you are worried. I must have the proper etiquette. Otherwise we come in the masjid, we not cared how we dress, we not cared how we look, and we in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save me. So he said, this is the condition of the heart. Dil ka, Allah Ta'ala ka hope, that this worry and fear of Allah Ta'ala. And what is that? When you stand in front of any honorable and great person, you don't look at him directly in the face. Like Sahaba said, we hardly used to look directly in the face of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's greatness. So in front of Allah Ta'ala, you keep your gazes down. Not your head down. We think khushu is to stand with our head down. Your head must be normal, but your eyes must be at the sajda position. And like our Shaykh taught us yesterday, that our eyes must be at our feet first. See, am I standing properly? Is my heels like together at a straight line, etc.? Is it four fingers apart? So all this reality, and this is a condition on the heart. But many times people have a misconception that certain mashayikh, etc., or the ustads also, they reprimand their students, etc. So some people get the wrong notion that these sheikhs, they're very proud. They just tell the shout their murids how they want to. But that is something to understand, that a person of position, if you are ustad, and you act humble in a class, that now your student is making the mistakes, and you say, oh, I can't correct him, and I can't tell him, why are you making so much mistakes? I made more mistakes. Then how is he going to learn? There will be no order in the class. The children will be, they won't learn at all. Like that, even the mashayikh, Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah used to say, that I have to reprimand my murids and teach them. But when I go into my private, private life, I cry to Allah. That, oh Allah, if I did it more than I'm supposed to do, please forgive me. So they have to do it. But in their heart, they got that humbleness. They got that dusting. Similarly, another misconception many people get, that you find the mashayikh, they're going in nice cars, etc. And they tell us, live a simple life. Allahu Akbar. The example of this, Allah gives a beautiful example. He says, once there was a king who decided to send his son, a prince, very wealthy young boy, to send him to certain buzruk and do your islah. And that buzruk was also very wealthy. He had a big house, etc. So, the king sent him to that buzruk. This buzruk heard that this prince is coming. So immediately from the beginning to make his islah, he said to his khadim, lock all the doors. Close all the doors. So when the prince came, now he's walking around, which door to? He's knocking here, this door is closed, that door is closed, that door. First he had in his mind that my father is sending me to this rich buzurg. What am I going to learn there? What islah is going to take place in my life? So he went there. The first thing is islah got made, that the door wasn't wide open for him. A prince came, and now he's going to get royal treatment, royal carpet. The buzurg closed all the doors. Then when he walked right round the house and he came back, then the buzurg said, open the door for him. Now when he came in he came inside, then he said, I came for my islah. So the buzurg told him, okay, now you must take this cup of water. He filled that cup with water and he put a small plate on top. And he said, you're going to walk around the whole bazaar and you come back and one drop of water fall, then your head will be chopped off. And he sent a person with a sword with him, that go and see, and in the meantime he arranged with the council that let the lights be shining, let their music be in the street also, and this boy must go do that. So when he sent the boy, and now he went and he saw the sword man is right next to him, and he has to walk in the whole bazaar, and not one drop of water must waste. So he went, and can imagine how careful he's holding it. He's worried for his life, and he's holding it properly, and that sword man got his sword ready. The moment one drop, his head is going to be off. He went round the whole bazaar, he came back. Then the Buzurg asked him, that how was the light? Say, what light? Say, how was the music? Say, what music? Say, I never heard of that. So like that, when your islah is made, all fitna will be around, you won't be worried. You will be living in a luxurious home, but that won't affect your heart. You will realize it's a ni'mat of Allah. But this is, as Hazrat explained, people whose islah is made. And I shouldn't think my islah is made, so I can live in luxury. No, those who Allah gives on its own, then they not worried. Whether you pick up a buzurg with the best BM, it doesn't matter to him. You pick him up with the old Kator or 1940 jalopy, it doesn't matter to him. He's just going to travel from A to B. For us, it's a big thing. Oh, I went in a Mercedes today. So what about it? Mercedes, our Hazrat says, even Mr. Fly came in with you. And Mr. Fly is saying, if you a big buzurg, Mr. Fly say, I also went in a BM. So come take bear to me. And he's chauffeur driven. He don't even have to pay petrol or anything. So this reality we have to understand. Then we won't have objections on the mashayikh. And we don't think they're proud, that they just shout anyhow. If they don't going to take out our fault, sometimes they have to tell us in a hard. They tell us nicely first. Then we don't learn. Then they tell us in a harsh manner. Then only we start realizing. So Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat Mufti Sahib told one person, he had a habit holding the glass in the left hand. He said, hold it with your right hand. So he held it. Again, second time in front of Mufti Sahib, he did the same. Again Hazrat told him, hold it with your right hand. The third time again, Hazrat gave him one shot. And he said, I told you, hold it with your right hand. Don't drink. He says, that was my lesson for life. So Allah doesn't want us to learn the hard way. But myself, we are ingrained in this lifestyle of the kuffar, etc. So we have to learn. Allah save us from learning the hard way. And then, when a person has got this, Allahu Akbar, first to understand that outwardly standing, that is not the sign of humility, and that is not the sign of concentration and devotion. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ek martaba, ek shakhs ko dekha, ke namaz mein daari par haath phir raha hai. Irshad farmaya, ke agar uske dil mein khushu hota, to badan ke saare aadam is sukoon hota. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one person holding his beard like in namaz. We got a habit. And it's just our habit because we didn't do the cause of zikr properly. Or we're not making our zikr properly. So in namaz, we're holding our beard, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one person doing that. He said, if he had concentration and he had humility, then his whole body would be motionless. Allahu Akbar. One time Imam Malik rahmatullahi was teaching hadith. And a scorpion went into his kurta at the back. And he carried on teaching. Students could see Hazrat's face is getting pale, but he's not stopping and he's carrying on. When the lesson finished, they said, Hazrat, why are you looking pale? Hazrat said, pick up my kurta at the back. When they picked it up, they saw a scorpion bit him 13 times already. And then they killed the scorpion. Say, Hazrat, but why didn't you say? He says, we're reading Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in the majlis of Allah, how much more? But these are great, great personalities. We talk of them, their barakat comes in our majlis. And to think where they were and where we are. Even if we can come one iota to that level, then we can understand what enjoyment is in deen. What enjoyment is in salah, as we will learn in front. So how will this reality come? Khushu ke mutalliq aage is risale mein puri wadaat inshaAllah aa rahi hai. With regard to khushu, what is this humility, concentration, devotion, a detailed explanation will come in front. But reality is this, or ye baat bhi ke haqeeqi khushu, this is also a reality, that true reality of khushu, that is concentration, devotion, humility, yani dil ka khushu, that is how it comes in my heart. That outwardly a person, you see our pious, outwardly they standing normal, but where they are, we standing next to them, and our body is there, but our soul is roaming around. Their body and their heart is there. So, outwardly they're not bowing down like us. We see when we finish, we stand next to them, now we're bowing down. That is not khushu. Khushu is when this reality in the heart comes. When will it come? Kuch zikr, shagal karne ke baad hasil hota hai. When you do this cause of getting connected to the pious servant and finding a sheikh that you feel that my heart will be connected, I'll have the right temperament, he will guide me to Allah Ta'ala, sit in his company. Better even take bath and have a formal connection with him and do the cause of zikrullah, do the cause of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then practice your outward salah, etc. Then only you will get it. Warna to agar namazi ke dil mein khushu na ho aur zahir mein sukoon ho to hadith e paak mein us munafiqana khushu se pana mangta hai, mangta aaya hai. Otherwise it is mentioned that if this is just an outward show, that there is no reality of humility and devotion and concentration, that I'm standing in front of Allah. When you say Allahu Akbar, we hear Allahu Akbar, Hazrat says, do I think, Ya Allah, tu sabse bara hai, tera hukam sabse bara hai. Ya Allah, main aap hi ko manta hu, aap hi ka manta hu. I only believe in you and I only accept your command. I don't even think of this. And when I start namaz, do I throw my surrender in front of Allah Ta'ala? But when we do this call, slowly it will come into a person. At least this consciousness that this is where I have to go. This is where I have to be, on which path I have to be. Otherwise in the hadith it comes, a person who is putting on an outward show, he's standing with humbleness outwardly, but in reality his thoughts are everywhere else. Hazrat says, my example is like, a wife wants to go shopping and she tells her husband, take me, I just want to go. He says, no, I got other work, I have to go to the bank. I say, okay, you drop me at that shop, you go to the bank and come pick me up. So he does, say, okay, I'll do that. So Hazrat says, like that, we like that person. We come drop our body in the masjid and our soul is going to the bank. Our soul is going to the sports ground, now in America, now here. When the Imam made salam, then, oh, now I have to come back and go into my body. Allah save me, all of us. So this reality has to come when we do this. Otherwise it is called a namaz of hypocrisy. And there is great, great warning. What kind of namaz? Allahu Akbar. That those people, walaya, they only stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kusala, lazily. You know, just to show, and it comes in the ayat in front, that just to show people. And this cause is not difficult. When we do this cause of marifat, like Allah brought us here, let us pay attention, and more important than the knowledge itself, that the nur of marifat, the nur of the marifat that is in our Hazrat's heart, the nur of ihsan, that must penetrate my heart. Then you'll see, you'll be in your business also. After Sahaba Rajinam sat in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when iman penetrated their heart, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, now, go and spread. They went to China to do business, and Islam spread. So our akhlaq, well, that is how Islam will spread. Not with lectures, etc. Then we won't have to go to the churches, aliyazubillah. And we won't, with people will look at us and they'll want to come Muslims. They on their own will come. Allah Ta'ala save us and make us realize that then we won't make excuses, we're giving da'wat, we're giving invitation. We don't have proper Islam in my heart. What we're going to give invitation to them? We will lose our iman on the way. And that is when a person, Allahu Akbar, does this cause, and like this pious servant, outwardly they look like in dunya, but it doesn't affect them. If that house goes away, it means nothing to them. And we, that still beginners, we just came and we say, oh, I also want to get khilafat, I also want to, people will pick me up. Then one thing goes short in your life, and now you've gone into depression. Now you've gone into debt. So this is a cause we have to do. And not for dunya, for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. For the pleasure of Allah. And when a person does this cause, then like Allahu Akbar, one buzur, Allah gave him kash, and he was in Haram Sharif, and he saw a person, young boy, standing at Multazam. What opportunity, lifting his hands and crying. But Allah gave him kash. He could see what other people couldn't do, so couldn't see. And this is from Allah Ta'ala's side. That is not a sign of real buzurg or anything. But so Allah Ta'ala opened to certain people. He looked at the heart of this young boy. He's crying so much. He saw he's crying, but his attention is not one but towards Kaaba Sharif. None but his thing. He's not thinking about Allah Ta'ala. So he was shocked. Then he went down after namaz, etc. He was going to his room. He saw all the shops on the side. He saw one person very busy. There's 10 customers serving this one, giving change, taking the goods from that one. And he looked at his heart. He saw he's fully thinking of Allah Ta'ala. He's busy outwardly in dunya, but his heart is connected to Allah Ta'ala. So when we do the score, then this connection will be like a switch. We'll be busy outside. And like, and this was the condition of Sahaba radiallahu. They say we used to be talking with our family. And what can be said? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu used to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be busy and talking to us, joking with us. But then Azan just goes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like in a different world. He doesn't know us. Allahu Akbar. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Salah, Tahajjud Namaz, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the Arsh of Allah. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is always at the Arsh of Allah. And then when he goes into Salah, then what a position. Then when he used to come back, then Allahu Akbar. He used to ask Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha, Man anti? Who are you? Said Aisha. Say, Man Aisha? Which Aisha are you? Allahu Akbar. Aisha bint Abu Bakr. Who is that? Then Allahu Akbar. Our Dara Shaykh used to say, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Kallimini ya Humaira. Talk to me, O Humaira. In other words, I was by the arch. Now, let me land down. I have to go and perform salah. Like that, Hazrat explained that the buzurs also, they don't have to be all the time by the arch. They have to come down with the plane and take people like us and show us how the spark, to go on the spark towards Allah Ta'ala. So then a person, this is known as Das Bakar Dil Bayar. Your hands are busy in dunya outwardly, but you'll be pained. That is why Hazrat says, a person who's got Allah's connection in his heart, even if he talks about dunya, there'll be noor in there. And a person can be an alim also, and he doesn't got connection with Allah. Even if he talks about deen, there won't be noor in there. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize this noor of this connection with Allah Ta'ala, and this is a cause of zikrullah, a cause of the marifat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then we'll understand Allahu Akbar. Another important point is to realize that one is concentration, devotion, humility. Just to concentrate, I'm in namaz. And one is a person is absorbed, istighraq. Like we hear about sahaba, is overtaken in namaz. That is a different condition. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'a. Allah didn't say that you must be absorbed in namaz. Allah said we must be concentrating. Absorption Allah gives, that's a special gift to whoever. And that is why on one occasion, Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi says, I also had this doubt, but I didn't ask anybody. Till Allah Ta'ala opened to my mind. And what was this doubt? He says on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah, and then it was a 4 rakat salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 5 rakat. After he made salam, one sahabi said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has the command of Allah changed? Say, why? Say, 5 rakats today? He says, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the other sahaba, then why? He said, yes, you read 5 rakats today. So, as the Tanwi say, I had a doubt that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who I had the greatest devotion, concentration, and humility in salah, how could it be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mistake? People like us, we are not going to, we got devotion in dunya, so we don't even know. Then that Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi, and here also very important point, that Hazrat had this doubt, but he didn't just ask it to anybody. So sometimes you got a doubt in your mind, and you see a majlis, you see a person looks like a pious person, and you just go ask him in front of everybody. And maybe he can't give you the answer. Now all will get the doubt. So don't ask every question to everybody. Ask a person who you think he will able to tell you. And if you're not too sure and you want to ask him, go ask him in private. Then only you will get the doubt if there is. Then you'll think there's no answers in deen. There are answers in deen. Then that is why our buzurs, they don't like after namaz also, after a bayan, unnecessary question and answers. Because this creates unnecessary doubt in people. So this, so Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi say, then Allah Ta'ala put in my mind that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to start his namaz, he was so engrossed in the talking with Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, and he was in such a condition with Allah, in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have slipped up and make a mistake with regard to the number of rakats. And we are so engrossed in our dunya, and that is how we forget the number of rakats. And on the other hand, a person, Allahu Akbar, in your namaz, you're doing your dunya. One person in namaz, the Imam Sahib made the mistake in Asr namaz, he read 3 rakat. So they made salam, everybody saying, Imam Sahib, 3 rakat today. Say, no. He asked everybody was confused. One person, dunya dar, he is sitting on a chair also and read namaz. He says, Imam Sahib, you only read 3 today. Say, how you know? says every day for Asr I must come, because that is the time I take, I got four shops. So I'm taking stock of this shop, how much business they did. That shop, how much business. Just, I only reached the third shop. I still didn't come to the fourth shop. So like that, Allah Ta'ala save me. We make mistakes in Salah, so now you understand. So we don't get confused also with the pious servants of Allah and make our own assumptions that how they making mistakes also. So we should realize, and this is when we learn from the elders, then we'll understand reality of deen. And then when you do the scores properly, then you'll understand that in another place it is mentioned, or dusri jagah, be khabri se namaz, parne ka, parne walo ke mutalik in irshad farmaya. In another place in Quran Kareem, Allah has mentioned people who read namaz unmindful. We not even know whether we made our wudu properly. And like Hazrat says, some people won't even make wudu. And others we make wudu slap dash. We don't wash our elbows. We don't wash our ankles. So wudu is not made. And that person is reading so lot namaz, so quick. And he read so much namaz. You could hardly finish half surah Fatiha. And he's finished with two rakats. And he's busy with another two rakats. For such a namaz, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. That destruction be for a person who's reading namaz. And what kind of namaz? Just to show people. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. If you're doing it for show, then this is the destruction. And one other meaning of wail, there's a pit in Jahannam which the rest of Jahannam is making, the seeking refuge. Allah save us from that pit. And people who's not worried of making our namaz, namaz, and we're just doing it for show, Allah save me, all of us. Allah don't throw us in that pit. But if a person is trying, we are weak, we still don't have proper concentration, devotion, we're trying slowly, then you won't be on that wail. You won't be getting that curse. You're trying. But if you're not worried, unmindful, and you don't even think, ah, it's not so necessary, let me go today for salah, then Allahu Akbar. And that is what we see, the condition of the ummah today. That we're crying for Baytul Maqdis, Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Colonel Amiruddin was a was a colonel in the army, but when he got connected to deen, and he was very connected to the work of tabligh and jamaat, and he went out lot in the path of Allah Ta'ala and changed lot of people's lives, used to make the gush, and sometimes in one gush, 20 people used to accept Islam. So he came to South Africa also once. He came in the early days, and that time he came by ship. So when he came to the border, they say, what's your reason for visiting this country? So he was a colonel, so he wrote, I came to conquer your country. They sent him back on the next ship. Anyway, he came after that, he went to one masjid in Egypt. So when he went to the masjid, the Imam Sahib performed namaz, and he was astonished, what qiraat? And we know Allah, the Egyptians, Allah blessed them with qiraat. But as we learn, what is going to be left of deen? Just the outward name. You know Ahmad, Muhammad, Amina, Fatima, in the masjid unit. If you go out of the masjid, who is that? Ahmad or is it John or who is that? Who is that Fatima house? We won't know who is it. Today you come out of the haram, we don't know. So like this Imam Sahib, after that, there they have a room to meet the Imam. So he went to the room to meet the Imam. So he says the Imam was sitting there by the desk. He had a desk and a chair. Not even sitting on desk on a chair. And he had a suit and tie on. So he says, I want to meet the Imam. So he says, I'm the Imam. Say, no, the Imam who read the namaz just now. He says, yeah, I'm the Imam. Say, that Imam had a nice jubba. That Imam had a beard. You got no beard. You got no jubba on. And see how he says, no, I'm the Imam. He says, then where's your beard? Where's your jubba? He points behind the door. He says, there's my beard hanging. He had a dusting beard, a wig that he used to wear for namaz. He says, if this is going to happen, then deen won't stay in this masjid. Like that, Hazrat Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali went to Baytul Maqdis with the Jamaat on one time. Then, a namaz time, nobody came. One person came, gave azan, then he went away. He's not reading namaz. So they're waiting when the muazzin is going to give takbir. You see, the time is going, they gave their zor time again, he came. Said, then they stopped him. You came for namaz, you didn't read. He says, no, I'm just paid to come give azan. I just put on the tape recorder, and after that, I'm not a Muslim, I'm just paid to do this. Hazrat said, if this is the condition of the Muslims, this masjid won't remain in the hands of them. So this is what we are crying for. But I have to turn istighfar, tawbah, come back to the masjid, and then Allah will open all the masjids for us. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize this reality. تو لہذا این حضرت عارف حضرات عارفین نے بار روح نماز پڑھنے کا طریقہ بھی بیان. دیٹ از وائی وی فائنڈ دوز ویئر دا عارفین دوز اینڈ دا عاشقین دا لوورز آف اللہ ویئر دا معرفت آف اللہ دے ٹاٹ دے مرید ہاؤ ٹو ریڈ اے نماز آف بار روح how to bring life into our namaz. And this was the cause in all the mashayikh in the month of Ramadan particularly and regularly, and like we see our Hazrat started already and making us realize that we succumb how many years but still nowhere. Namaz is minus. So, bayan farmaye, jin mein ek bahut hi mubarak aur muasir Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi ki taqreer hai, jo arsa hua Anwar-us-Salah ke naam se tabah hokar ab nayab ho chuke. Usko dekh kar khud banda ka aur digar ahbab ka taqaza hua ke usko dobara tabah karaya jaye. Ke is mukhtasar risala ko jisne bhi padha be ikhtiyar asht kar uta ke subhanallah kya subhanallah kaha, kya namaz hai, kya haal hai, qurratu ayni fi salah ki puri misal. He says that as the arifin and the mashayikh used to teach their followers, their murid, that bring life into salah. And how to bring this life? First, build this connection with Allah. Come to know who Allah Ta'ala is. They teach us the marifat. Then they make us make the zikr of Allah. And as you start making zikr of Allah, that's another thing. Like a person, he wants to get married to Fatima. His sister is Fatima. And he just say Fatih, Fatli, calls or whatever. Now he went to propose for Fatima. And now he's saying, Qadi Sahib, tell me how you pronounce this name, the star, Fatima, how much? Now he's laying in his bed. Fatima is in her own bed, she is sleeping. He is what Tarannum, he is making zikr, Fatima, Fatima. All the time he was just Fatima, Fatli. Like that, we saying Allah, Allah, Allah. But once you come to know who Allah is, then see the enjoyment, Allah, Allah, then we'll understand that Allah, Allah, each shirin asnam. That you take the name of Allah like a hair. Every hair is a rubber of honey. So Hazrat says that mashayikh have taught their murid, and then it was Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali gave a beautiful bayan, and because the bayan came out of his heart, he had reality. And then this kitab was printed on Anwar-us-Salah, but it became this thing that people didn't know about it. It was nobody, but he said, I saw this kitab, as the Sufi Iqbal Sahib is saying, the Khalifa was the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Then I thought, hey, what a kitab, man. So short, but what reality. And not just the kitab, the reality that came from Hazrat's life, from his heart. And that is why he was a mujahid. Today we say, I want to go for jihad. What I must do? Go do practice shooting. No, first practice your namaz. That mujahid who's got the reality of namaz, he'll go on to the battlefield without a gun also. And he'll have this thing. So, the short risala, he says, when people read it and my friends read it, they said, Subhanallah, what a kitab, what namaz is. We thought we're reading namaz. Kya hal, what is the reality of namaz? Then we'll understand the statement of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Qurratu ayni fi salah, the coolness of my eyes in salah. Allah give me all of us this reality. We make dua and we make the reasonable effort. Allah brought us in the company of Hazrat and make dua. Allah put that reality from his heart into our hearts.